Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to let other people know that you're listening to the program. Spread the word. Tell people where they can hear it locally at 950 AM on WROL or even on the internet on their various podcast platforms, wherever they may hear, and spread the word, let people know. And we try to bring people information here that helps them in their Catholic faith. And so one of the things was suggested to me, and I think this is a wonderful idea, is if you have a topic you want me to talk about, I'm going to ask a lot of people about that, to let me know. And you can send me information through CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can send us a letter, 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's 43 Holton Street, Allston. 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Any topic you'd want me to talk about, and if it's something that it fits what we do here, I'll be happy to do it. And of course, you can contact us through the website. You can even call us. Our phone number is there, and you can leave a message and do that as well. Well, one of the topics that actually came up, this came from Reddit, and it was an interesting question. It came from the Catholicism format, the Catholicism thread, I guess, what's it called, subreddit on Reddit. Now, if you're not familiar with Reddit, Reddit is kind of like an online forum where people can post about all kinds of different ideas. I mean, literally all kinds of different ideas. And I am, like, joined several fora. For example, Amtrak, you probably, if you know anything about me, you know I love trains. You know I don't like to fly. I take trains. So there's an Amtrak forum. You name it. There's several forums of people who, of videos of people who just are about to do something that's going to go really wrong. It's called What Could Go Wrong is one of the forums, and there are several in there. Well, there's one on Catholicism. It's actually very strictly moderated, which sometimes can be a turnoff. But anyway, it's called Catholicism. And what they do is people post questions or comments or statements or whatever the case may be. And so it's something that I kind of monitor from time to time. And one of the interesting things about the forum is someone asked the questions about whether or not priests should preach more about hell. I found that interesting. Here it is specifically. It was posted. It says, should we ask priests to give more sermons on hell? And the person continues, says, I feel like Christianity has been watered down, to be honest. I've been going to Mass weekly since 2016, and I've never heard a sermon on hell. Well, obviously, he hasn't attended Mass at my place. Never, period. I know it's an uncomfortable subject. Yes, it is. This goes against a core message of the gospel, which is hell. Which is kind of interesting phrasing. I don't know what that means. Should we ask priests to give more sermons on hell? Well, there's an interesting question there. And I thought maybe I would answer the question, at least start the discussion here. And if you have any other questions, but should I, when you come to Mass at St. Anthony Parish, should you hear the fire and brimstone sermons that you remember from the old days? And there was a man who said he didn't believe in hell, and suddenly he found himself in the midst of it for all eternity. Can I do that? Yeah, I can. And hell is a serious subject, obviously, but you've got to be careful how you talk about it, because first of all, you can portray God as, I always say, the God of the Wizard of Oz. The original, when I say the original wizard, remember, that's the one who's the hologram, that silence, that big green figure. I forget who that was, but that big green figure and screaming out silence to Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the lion and the tin man. Do you remember that? Well, a lot of people have that image of God, and their image of God is that he's just waiting to cast people into hell. And that is not Catholic teaching. And if you want to see a good version of that, a good understanding of that, it is George Carlin. George Carlin really took that to the woodshed, as the saying goes, when he talked about how hell is this horrible place and you'll be tortured for life and everything else. And then he would finish his routine on God by saying, but he loves you. And explaining how oftentimes the teaching of hell, it contradicts the rest of the teaching of the gospel. I always say this all the time. My father, coming obviously from the world's greatest generation, as they call them, and his position was, he used to say to me, as we were learning about the love of God, we never learned this love of God stuff. God was to be feared. And I don't know if that was a Boston thing or a United States thing. I think it was a United States thing. And you would learn that God was basically, he could cast you into hell at any moment, which, by the way, is not Catholic teaching. It isn't. That is the teaching of Reverend Jonathan Edwards, who gave that, which you may have seen in school, who gave that famous homily back in the, I think it was in the 18th century, sinners in the hand of an angry God. And a lot of people get that image of God, so that he is waiting to cast people into hell. And so that, you can I give a homily like that? Yes, but it wouldn't be an accurate teaching. So we're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website, check out the archives of the show, check out our Substack newsletter. You can check out all kinds of things there. Some people have signed up for the website there, and I'm going to be sending them emails fairly soon. So if you're listening regularly, say, well, you haven't sent me an email. I'm going to be sending you like an email newsletter fairly soon, kind of putting it together. Because actually, I was surprised that I started seeing these memberships come up, and I said, where'd that come from? And it turns out there was a setting I had on the website and said, well, we'll keep it. And so you'll be getting that soon. So anyway, so we're talking about people who are saying that we should preach more about hell from the altar and from the pulpit. And the idea is that maybe if people understood more about hell, then they would change their behavior or something along those lines. As I read it from an original Redditor in the Catholicism format. And again, he talked about how maybe people should preach more about hell. Well, first of all, what is it? Who goes to hell, according to Catholic teaching? People who are obstinate in their rejection of God to their dying breath. So, in other words, they may embrace sin, and if they have a choice between holding on to their sin or rejecting or holding on to God, they will hold on to their sin. And it's a total rejection of God. Now, some people will say, which is an accurate teaching, but it's not really phrased correctly. And that is that, what is it? The expression you hear is so often, you can go to hell for one unrepentant mortal sin. Well, the key word there isn't mortal sin, it's unrepentant. It's refusing to repent. It's refusing to say, Lord, you don't want me to do this, and I'm doing it anyway. And so it's refusing to say the opposite. I choose not to do this out of love for you. And that's what we're called to do. Remember, the commandment is to love God and love neighbor. That's the commandment. So one of the problems when you teach about hell is you don't teach people the commandment, love God and love neighbor. What you teach people to do is avoid sin. Well, you can avoid sin and still not love God and love neighbor. There are plenty of Catholic ministries online that do that very well. Some of them are some of the meanest people I have seen ever. You find them online in the name of their Catholic faith trying to teach people how not to go to hell. And my personal opinion is they will be at the bottom of hell. And that's a pretty strict comment, but they preach such intense anger and even hatred and turn people away. And they use St. John Vianney. Said that one of the worst sins, and he considered this absolutely one of the worst sins. And, you know, once you get to his description of this is one of the worst sins, then you can realize that it's up there with just about anything that'll condemn you into hell is detraction. St. John Vianney said detraction was one of the worst sins. And detraction is saying bad about someone, even if it's true. That's what he describes saying detraction is. Well, how many of these online Catholic ministries do exactly that every day against bishops, against priests, against other lay people, against writers and the whole bit? And he would say that will get them into hell. Do they repent of that? Well, obviously not, because they believe they're doing the right thing. That's an example of not repenting. So is there a hell? We're going to talk more tomorrow. But is there a hell? Yes. But it's time to look at what that really means. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.